shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over WWCR, shortwave on transmitters 3 and 4, that's 4.84 megahertz, and 5.89 megahertz, and radio station WBCQ, 7.490 megahertz. Both of those broadcasts have their own internet link, or you can go to our website, www.kingidentity.com, and go to our radio page, and you'll see a Listen Live link there, or you'll also see links from those two stations for both the WinAmp and the Windows Media players. Tonight we have a special guest with us. He's a longtime activist who's been fighting to preserve our race. He's the editor of The Truth at Last, and I'm pleased to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Edward Fields.
Well, thank you, Brother Mike. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you being on the broadcast. I know you've been involved many years with various movements, the National States Rights Party. I know that I and my partner, Ken Anderson, met you walking the halls of the Congress where you were testifying before congressional committees many years ago. I just wonder, what's your background? How did you get started in dedicating your life to fighting for our race?
Well, actually, it goes way back to World War II. My parents, who were Roman Catholic, were strongly opposed to our entering World War II, and they especially disliked Churchill and Roosevelt. And as you know, during the war, Ireland stayed neutral, and they thought there should be a negotiated peace, there shouldn't be an unconditional ultimatum, which resulted in millions of lives needlessly lost under Roosevelt and Churchill. And right up to the end of the war, they felt that way, and they also supported conservative candidates such as Eugene Talmadge, and my father took me to a Talmadge rally once. And I personally met Governor Talmadge, who passed away in 1946. He was elected governor four times and a very strong segregationist. So my beginnings in the conservative cause were really as a child.
Of course, today a lot of the so-called conservative candidates have left the racial issue. They've either watered down a message completely or they just ignore it.
I even
see that Ted Cruz recently walked out of a meeting. He told the audience that if they weren't for the Jews, he didn't want anything to do with them.
Oh,
and
okay.
Rand Paul's been down at the Wailing Wall and Israeli and changed his stance against any foreign aid to provide aid for
You're
them.
Right.
So there's a lot of leaders who we'd expect more of, and they're selling out.
You've got it. And unfortunately, it's across the board. This AIPAC, American-Israel Political Action Committee, is a branch of the Israeli government. It's an unregistered foreign agency. Illegal. It's an illegal organization. But organization called the Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, 39, which is practically all the big Jewish organizations together, each one of them has a seat on the board of directors of AIPAC, the Israeli agency. So when Israel gives orders, it goes through AIPAC, it goes through the 39 presidents of every Jewish organization in America, and their wishes, Israel's wishes, Netanyahu, are put into effect because of the power of the purse. And that's what's going on in this country, and that's why we've just become a tool of the Zionists, and it's easily proven that the protocols have come into effect as the Jews do control Congress and the White House. You know, President Obama had a meeting with the former President Sarkozy of France, you recall that, which went over an open mic where the President of France said that he could not stand Netanyahu. And Obama says, well, what about me? I have to put up with him all the time. So even though they dislike him, they still have to cow down to his demands. And that's how they operate.
I know a philosopher from centuries ago, and I forget which one it was, but said something like, if you know who you can't criticize, who you're not allowed to criticize, then that's the person that controls you. And certainly, if there's anybody we can't criticize today, it's the Jewish problem, the Jewish situation.
That's exactly right. They can't be criticized in any way, shape, or form. To even be opposed to foreign aid to Israel or reducing it is called anti-Semitic. And, of course, the Jews are not even Semites. They do not want the word anti-Jewish or the word anti in front of the word Jew, so they dreamed up this Semitic bull, because the Arabs are Semites and the Jews are Khazars. They don't have a drop of Semitic blood in them, but they don't want the word anti in front of the word Jew. That's where we get anti-Semitism.
They've been kicked out of every country in Europe, and for good reason.
Right.
It's not just...
Yes.
I see we have a caller on the line, Buddy Tucker from Tennessee. Welcome to the broadcast, Buddy.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, Reverend Tucker. I remember you from the good old days in Knoxville, Tennessee. We had big meetings in your church.
Right. And look at where it's gone now. Okay, in America, the people that are supposed to know truth, what have they done? Created a desolation.
Yes.
There's more Jews in this thing that they call today Christian identity. And the Klan and the white racist movements and all that than there are anybody else.
Yes, that's right.
And you know, that's their tactic. Come in, divide, destroy, and conquer.
That's exactly right.
And if you think back what was going on in the bicentennial of our country back in 1976, and look at what's happened today and where it's gone in the last 30 years.
That's right.
So I was thrilled to hear you on the last live broadcast that Mike had, and I saw you were going to be on tonight, and I thought, well, heck, I'm going to call in.
Well, good. Good for you.
Well, you said Reverend Tucker. You know, yesterday I couldn't even spell Reverend, and today I are one. You know, that's what I said back then. I was a kid. You know, you remember, I was a kid back then.
I remember, yes, well, yes.
And in December of 1979, Yahweh God told me to end it all. Stop. All right, well, they had previously, in 77, burned the church down.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yeah, and Knoxville, the city of Knoxville, condemned the property and confiscated it. You know, eminent domain.
Okay.
So there was no rebuilding. Plus, we didn't even have any insurance.
I see.
Well, that worked out to be a real blessing, Ed, because if we had, since it was arson, they would have tried to pin that on me and put me back in prison. Okay, but they could do that.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
There was no gain in it. They didn't do their homework first. But anyway.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we had no location then as far as a building. And didn't have the money to go buy another building.
Yeah.
And we continued the news party and putting out the Battle Axe, which was our newspaper.
I remember
like
that.
Like y'all had the Thunderbolt, all right?
Yeah.
And anyway, in December of 79, God took me out of the public forum.
Okay.
And in 2011, he put me right back in it.
Uh-huh.
And told me go build a website, and I did. So for the last few years, I've been making videos and doing things on my website. Well, I didn't know anything about a website, so I had to learn how to build a website.
Yes.
Okay, now you're dealing with an old man's brain.
What is your website, by the way? Look it up.
It's very rare to have somebody that's been active for as many years as Dr. Fields and Buddy and myself, too, I can add, that are still faithful. They haven't gone off on a tangent somewhere. And so we're really pleased to have both of you on tonight's broadcast.
Well, Ed's been active in it, you know, while I was on the sideline, and so have you, Mike. And I came back in a few years ago, and guess what I saw?
Okay.
All the destination. So it thrilled me to hear you on Mike's live broadcast.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure to be on the broadcast.
I knew that JB had died.
Yes.
I lost contact with you all, and because, you know, I wasn't involved anymore.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm very thankful you're still among us.
Okay. Well, we're doing whatever we can. That's the best we can do.
Now, Ed, my website, you ask.
Yeah.
Has a very easy name to remember.
Okay. I'm gonna have a pen and pencil here.
Okay. Write down truth from God.
Okay.
That's it. .com.
Okay.
Yes, so it's not a real thing to remember. Since I put the website up the first year, we had very few come by. Okay. A website, you're just one of tens or hundreds of millions out there. Anyway, today we've had over 115,000 visits.
That's good.
God led me after I learned how to build websites and put up some of those old news articles that I had written. That was the purpose of the website. But those articles from 1976 and 77, look at, you know, what was going on back then.
Okay.
Then I had to learn how to do audios, and then I had to learn how to do videos. So anyway, I started putting videos up, and now we've had over 38,000 views.
Wow.
Now that's the YouTube number, and it's amazing. Ever so often I lose thousands of views. Now how do people unview? Well, it's to keep the numbers down and give the impression, you know, nobody's listening. This isn't important. It doesn't go viral. You know, they keep a lid on this thing. They control it all.
That's right.
So I know you fought the good fight for these many decades and know all about their control. You were just talking about it. In our government, you mentioned cutting off foreign aid. You don't even have to mention the Jews.
That's right.
And the Jews go crazy. Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. They don't want to lose the money.
And so in fact, next year they're going to ask for an increase. Their aid comes to an end officially, and they've already announced they want more.
Right.
In January, you're going to be hearing about it. They want the increase in their foreign aid by several $1 billion. And it comes to over $5 million a day.
Rand Paul's advocating $3 billion to them. And like I said, he's supposedly one that thinks like we do or closer to.
Right.
It's a shame what's happening.
He has a presidential bug, and he feels he's got to make peace with the Jews to run for president. They're not going to vote for him. They're going to vote Democratic. They'll never vote for him, but he cannot allow himself to be called anti-Jewish.
They've got to
have. So that's why he's backtracking.
Yeah, they've got to have money.
Yeah.
And whether the Jew as a group comes out and backs anybody or not, they control the money.
Yeah, that's
it. If you're going to run, you got to have money. The guy that's got $10 million is going to win the election against the guy that's got $4.
Right.
And I know back in the 70s when you all were, I think JB was running and all that, what was that about? It was about getting a message out because the Jewish media could block you if you were a political candidate.
Right, exactly.
I got tickled one morning. We're on a live TV show. It's one of those, you know, morning newsy type shows. Well, they have us on. You know, okay. JB and me and a couple other guys that were at our church. And so we took them down and they gave us a segment of about 30 minutes. On this live TV podcast. So, you know, it was divided up about 5 or 6 minutes per person. They wanted to get us all on. And JB was the first one. And he's sitting there with the host, all prim and proper, you know, JB in his suit with his bow tie. And she says something, and the first thing out of his mouth was niggers. I cracked up. I was rolling in the floor. I loved it. You know, I'm standing in front of him, cheering him, you know, showing him, go, JD, go. And today, what's the fear of opening up and saying that word?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, niggers. And all of a sudden, everything's verboten.
That's right. Everything has to be politically correct as they grind people's wills and minds down.
I put up a video not long ago. It's had a lot of views. Jews control both sides of an argument.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. The national chairman of the Republican Party is a Jew. The national chairman of the Democratic Party's a Jew. Nobody looked at it.
That Eric Cantor was roundly kicked out of office too, and he was the most powerful Jew in Congress and the only Republican Jew in either the House or Senate, and he was the most powerful one. He was more powerful than those that had more seniority, but he was a Jew, but the people in Richmond kicked him out.
In the last election. Have you noticed, Ed, that Jews that always work behind the scenes with their public guys, like this nigger president we got, he's Hank's Jew, his mother's Jew, her parents were Jews. But anyway, they always work behind the scenes. Now, they don't mind getting out front.
Yeah. They've got so much power.
And I'm thankful to God that this is happening. Because once the cockroaches start running everywhere, you can identify them.
That's right. Like this casino operator out there in Las Vegas, the major candidates, if they want to run for office, they got to go out there and see him first. What is his name now? It's right on the tip of my tongue. Big multi-billionaire casino operator actually runs the Republican Party, even though he's a liberal, left-wing liberal, admits it. But he's been assigned, no doubt, by the Zionists to go into the Republican Party and financially take control of it. So,
well, yeah, they already got it. I mean, there's not one thing in our nation they don't control. Not one thing. Uh-huh. Whether it's education, they print out the textbooks, they write what's in it. So now our kids in school are being brainwashed as to who the founding fathers were.
Right.
And all they want to do is tout that some nigger somewhere, oh, well, he was instrumental in the birth of our nation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Andy Jackson, that dissolved the National Bank, which was reinstituted under the name Federal Reserve, Andy Jackson has incurred their undying wrath and hatred. So now he's the worst guy that's ever been president.
Well, every head of the National Federal Reserve in recent years has been a Jew. This Mrs. Yellen, then Shalom Bernanke before her, and there was a Jew head of him, headed it before him, then Arthur Burns under Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter. You can just go down the line. In fact, the Federal Reserve was actually founded in, I believe, 1917 by a Jew at a secret meeting in Jekyll Island, Georgia.
Well, it was
a member of the Strauss family.
It became law in 1913. Charles Lindbergh.
You're right.
Charles Lindbergh Sr. stood on the floor of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And told everybody that this was a private banking institution, and
right.
that you're going to turn control of America over to a private bank.
Yeah.
And they will control inflation, deflation, prosperity, famine. They will control it all. And that's what
Mrs. Yellen is supposed to be the second most powerful person in America after the president. People don't realize that, but it's true. She is.
Now,
well, they got a Jewess in the White House that eats supper nearly every night with Obama and his wife.
Yeah.
You know, and she's running things. And supposedly the Jews are only, I hear the figure, usually 2% of the nation. But they always have the majority or at least a large proportion of the major appointments in Washington, D.C. And on the Supreme Court, we have four Jews that always vote liberal. You have Ruth Ginsburg, Kagan, and Breyer, and Sotomayor, who's supposedly Hispanic, but her mother's a Jewess. So,
uh-huh.
So 2% of, and yet nearly half the Supreme Court is Jew. And,
there's not a Protestant on the Supreme Court. Not one Protestant on the Supreme Court. Protestants are a majority in America, but we don't have one single representative on the Supreme Court.
If you want to look at when they got control of America, of the United States, you got to go back before it became the United States, because once it became the United States of America, the Secretary of Treasury has always been a Jew. Now, that don't just happen. That's not just circumstantial, that happenstance and accident. They have all of them been Jews. Now, they might not run down to the synagogue. They might be like the Rockefellers, all right, but they're Jews. Racially, they are Jews. Now, they may be like the president, be a half Jew, but that's like being a little bit pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not.
Right, right.
And that's who they've been, whether it was that chinky guy that was secretary you know, it doesn't matter. He's a Jew. And his ancestors.
Hamilton was way back at the beginning, Hamilton.
Yeah, Aaron Burr did us a big favor in killing Hamilton. But Hamilton did not have power because he was Hamilton. He was a Jew. And he was a Jew from the West Indies. That's what his daddy was. Came up here and entrenched himself with the money and the power of Jews that controlled all of England.
Right. You know, one thing
they were entrenched. They were entrenched here long before we ever became the United States of America and wielded huge power.
Well, there are certainly hypocrites because here in America, all Jews, the 39 major Jewish organizations, all support open immigration. They all support gay marriage. They all support interracial marriage. They all support civil rights. But in Israel, no immigrant is allowed in the country unless they're a Jew. Gay marriage is banned. Intermarriage with non-Jews is banned. And there's no civil rights for Palestinians, whether they're Arabs or Christians. So all American Jews support that policy over there, but they support the opposite of that in America because they know it's destructive. It destroys Israel, and they know it can destroy America. Interracial marriage, gay marriage, all this other obscenities and debaucheries that they promote in this country, they don't allow it in Israel. So we all...
Right.
They look out for their own kind first, and us last.
Well, you know, America's big deal about going around the world to establish democracy. Well, why don't you go there in Israel, you know, the big lie, why don't you go there and make them have democracy?
That's
why
right.
don't you put them to the same test you put South Africa and Rhodesia to and say you're going to give these Palestinians right to vote?
And they have been under occupation for 47 years. That's longer than Stalin occupied the Ukraine. It's the longest occupation in modern history. And it's a brutal, murderous occupation.
And nobody picks... Nobody picks up on the news when they show the pictures. And there you have a handful of Palestinians throwing rocks at them.
Yeah.
And them Jews got them machine guns set up, machine gunning them.
Right.
Now,
right.
who's the murderers?
And they have hundreds and maybe thousands in prison without charge or trial under what they call administrative detention. And they can detain anybody. Without even telling you why, for as long as they want to hold you. And there's not a single Palestinian family in the West Bank that hasn't had some relative thrown into a concentration camp under brutal conditions, and that's why they've got everybody terrorized. And when they arrest these people, they do it in the middle of the night, like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, to terrorize the whole family, and that's exactly how Stalin's secret police ran Russia. So there's no difference between what they've...
He killed...
No difference between... Before what... Communism and Zionism are one and the same.
Well, Stephen F. Wise was bragging about that, and who's Stephen F. Wise? He's the rabbi of rabbis.
That's right.
And prior to 1948, with the Balfour Declaration, they were bragging about communism is Jewish.
Yeah.
Out of the 390 commissars that came into power under communism, 388 were Jews. All but two. And I guarantee you, if you had their ancestry record, you'd find out they were.
Well, Karl Marx is a Jew from a long line of rabbis.
Yeah.
Right.
And Leon Trotsky, he was number two under Lenin, who is part Jewish himself.
Right. They all a bunch of Jews.
Lenin on two occasions said that Jews make better communists than Russian people. Jews make better communists.
What's the difference in the communists farming land ownership in Russia and the kibbutz in that.
Which is pure
thing.
Communism.
Right.
The
it's
first
all
kibbutz.
Communist.
The first
There's
kibbutz
no
was
difference.
Established in 1905. They started it in 1905 before the Soviet Revolution. So it was just a continuation of Jewish communism.
Right.
And Stalin originally supported the Israeli takeover of Palestine. He sent them weapons. When they were banned by the British, Stalin sent them in anyway by the back door. So...
Okay, they act like in 1948, you got to give us our homeland, the promised land. It's ours, and you got to do this. Why? Because that mean old Hitler killed all these Jews. Well, he didn't do it. They spored Jews after the census of World War II, a decade later.
That's right.
Than there were before the decade
That's right.
before.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
He didn't do these things, and after the war, World War II, they acted like he killed 2 million. Well, he's got the most efficient killing machines ever been, because then the number rose steadily, 6 million. Now they're going to 8. Ed, you find people, you find Jews that will carry on about them being in these concentration camps that were not even alive during World War II.
That's right.
They're still going on with it. Why? Why, we got to have our land, our promised land. Listen, every Jew on the face of the earth will tell you where the promised land is, and they're indwelling it today in America. That's the promised land.
Right.
And that's what they keep saying.
Not a single Jewish prime minister has ever been a religious person. In fact, Golda Meir described the Jewish religion, Judaism, she said, it's mainly silly superstition. Golda Meir, prime minister, only female prime minister of Israel, said, oh, Judaism is mainly superstition.
Then
they turn around and they tell us they're God's chosen people. Even though they're atheists, they're militant atheists, but they tell us they're God's chosen people.
Okay, that's why I don't deal with their religion. All right, I don't use the word that we got all this Zionist occupied government. It's Jew controlled government. Jew, it's
right.
a race.
You
got
you
nothing
have,
to do
right.
with the religion.
That's right.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ identified them real quick in John 8:31-59, and in verse 44, he tells this race, you are of your father the devil. You know, that's the only race he ever said that to. He didn't say it to any Romans or anybody else, and
right.
yet Christianism today says the very opposite. They are telling you they are completely ignorant of the Bible and even the words of Jesus Christ, and they take this seed of the serpent, devils, this race of Jews, and tout them's God's chosen people, so now they got carte blanche in our nation. They can do anything.
Every one of these movements, banning the Bible from schools, Bible prayer reading, display of the Ten Commandments, saying prayers in legislative bodies and city halls, all that is banned by the Jewish founded and financed ACLU, a 100%
right.
Jewish organization. It's the Jews, they've never stopped their fight to wipe out Christianity. It goes on to this day.
When they
and their
stood,
media, the movies, etc., they're always pushing homosexuality and race mixing and everything abominable to true Christianity.
Right. Exactly.
Our white people have become so blind, stupid, ignorant, that it has to be an act of God. And it has a reason. Because nobody can be this stupid. They look at the TV and they go to the movies and they see all this stuff paraded before them, and they think if you're not a nigger, or an Asian. You're white.
They're hypnotized.
Right.
By the media.
Jews are not white. Look at them. They got that sharky looking mouth on them. They're not nobody. And all of Christendom can look at a Jew and envision a lamb, a sheep.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, my people, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And you look at these things, they're sharks. They're not sheep.
That's right.
And they're murderers and liars, just like Jesus said, they're guilty of all the blood shed upon the earth. You go read that in Revelation 18:24, and if that don't do it for you, out of the very mouth of Jesus in Matthew 23:35, he tells them. He tells them they're a race of vipers, but yet it's all of Christianism that says, oh, they're okay, they're God's chosen, and then turn around and buy the Jew lies that all races are the same and get up and talk about the brotherhood of man, fatherhood of God. That's what goes on in the churches. The church was established. Christianity was established as a state religion in 313 by Constantine. All right, so it's been a servant of the state ever since. There is not one evil thing that is plaguing our nation today that wasn't taught in the churches before it ever became law passed by the government.
Well, not long ago, my wife and I attended a party, and a number of non-political people. It was a holiday weekend, and one Jewess attended, and a middle-class woman, and she said she was a divorcee. She was a Jewess. She was from Brooklyn. My wife asked her, why is it that Jews don't believe in intermarriage? And this is her response, verbatim. She said, it's because we're a small tribe and we must stick together. Word for word, what she said, we're a small tribe and we must stick together. So they're very, very conscious of their race and holding their race together, but not for us. They want us mongrelized with lower races.
Well, they know that what beats within the breast of the white race can become deadly to them.
And that's what they're afraid of.
So we got to breathe it out. What other race?
That's right.
Has ever demanded freedom?
Yeah.
And look to that end. I mean, look at our forefathers. They came over here. Took a dangerous voyage across an ocean, and they subjected themselves to an inhospitable wilderness amongst savages. They had no houses other than they could build with their own hands before winter set in. They had no food. They didn't know what crops would grow here and what wouldn't. They took this upon them so they could have freedom. And they weren't financed by any government agency, no national subsidy, no taxpayers in some other land paid for their little adventure. That was what beat within the breast of these people. And that is the foundation of the American story. But how perverted has it become?
Well,
okay, people don't come anymore for freedom. They come here for stuff. They come here for wealth. What's the American dream? Go to America, get rich, get stuff. That wasn't what brought these people here that founded this nation, the like of which history has never seen before.
That's right. That's right. Well, every country they've ever settled in any numbers has been destroyed, and they were eventually expelled from the countries. They've been expelled from every single country in Europe at one time or another.
Well, Benjamin Franklin got up on the floor of the Continental Congress and said, you got to forbid entry into our country by constitution of the Jew.
Yes, that's right.
You'll not find that in any textbook in any school. Not only control education, they own all the publishing houses. All of them. And right before...
Every movie studio and just about all the TV, major TV networks are owned by Jews. The major newspapers, the New York Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune now is owned by Jews. Sam Zell.
They own them.
Your major papers.
And control them all. Now, how do you control them? Okay, you do it through advertising. Well, guess who owns all the advertising houses? The Jews.
That's right.
A paper will go broke quick if it's got no advertisers.
Yes.
And you got to have them big money to advertisers.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're exactly right. They own and control it all. Paul Harvey, right before he died, one of the last broadcasts he did, he said, you Christian people, you best understand who now owns all the publishing houses. They will begin to change your Bible. So why people wait till the, 12th hour to come out and make statements they're very aware of for many years? It's because
their lethargy is because of the Jewish media. It's sad what's happened even in Europe. Europe is basically not even Christian anymore, and there are a few right-wing organizations that are protesting, but in this country, true Christianity is going downhill, and the people, they're just in, lethargic.
Well, I'm going to make a statement that may shock both of you, but the sooner this thing called Christian dies, the better off all of us are going to be. Because what is Christian today? Okay, it's bearing all the fruits of the very thing that God condemns and forbids. It is Christianity that opened up its arms and embraced the gays and made gay preachers and pastors and all of that. And yet, God says, kill them. Kill these gays. Kill them all.
Well, Billy Graham, who's still alive, and his son, Franklin Graham, have recently come out, maybe a year or so ago, and condemned same-sex marriage. And Billy Graham, just a few months ago, stated that homosexuals should not be allowed to adopt children because they will convert them into homosexuality. And all of that, both Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, their statements carried in the Christian News paper have been totally silenced by the media. The Daily Press, the TV, and all the other outlets have not quoted what Billy Graham and his son have said about him, homosexuality. So,
I know
that's part of the control enforcing political correctness. What'd you say, Brother Mike?
I said that those of Christendom that condemn homosexuality will only take it so far. They don't go the next step and follow the biblical admonition, the biblical law of executing the homosexual, as Buddy brought up.
Well, Franklin Graham recently stated, and it was quoted verbatim in Christian News, that if they don't repent, he says he loves them, but if they don't repent, they're going to go to hell. He said that openly at a meeting in Washington, D.C., of fundamentalist preachers. And that was completely suppressed by the daily media.
Well, I don't love them. I mean, I'm like David. King David, he said, I hate them with a perfect hatred. Okay, what God hates, I hate.
Uh-huh.
And he not only condemns homosexuality, but even cross-dressing.
Sure.
You don't wear that which pertains to a woman. All right, so what do? Everybody's running around, all these guys getting their earrings.
Oh, yeah.
Getting their ears pierced.
They claim that's totally normal and natural.
Yeah, and that's forbidden.
They tell our children that. They tell our children that. And it's very interesting. In Israel, they don't put up with it. But over here, anything that's debauchery and anything that will tear down our race and people, the Jews are in favor of it. Not for themselves, but for us.
Well, it's white Western man and his religion that has been called Christianity that they now have corrupted with that thing called Christianity. As a matter of fact, Christians don't have a problem being told that they have a Jew heritage. And they even stuck it onto their name, Judeo-Christian.
Uh-huh.
And they got no problem in pulling up a chair with them and calling that the Round Table Conference of Christians and Jews.
Right.
They dictate what is Christianity. That's what it is today. It's nothing but Jew lies that they have adopted.
Which many have adopted.
Okay, guess what? I mean, you know this. Who established the NAACP?
Sure. The Spingarn brothers.
Yeah, the Jews.
Keevy Kaplan, the Spingarn brothers founded the NAACP, and they ran it for about 30 years.
Well, up until 1976, the end of 1976, they always had a Jew as the president of it.
That's right.
Well, in 76, they got him a nigger puppet. And they got him today.
That's exactly right.
The Jew pulled the money out of it. It will cease to exist.
That is right. And if they go to the SCLC, they get all their money spent on the papers. Blacks don't donate money to the SCLC and these other groups. These tax-exempt foundations give them millions of dollars. That's where they get their money, not from poor black people. But their actual membership is very, very small. Very small.
Right.
Most blacks, vast are not members of the NAACP.
And you take a legal action get started, they'll have them a Jew attorney.
Oh yeah.
Whether it's the Southern Poverty League with old Martin Dies, you know, he's nothing but a big Jew. They're all a bunch of Jews. And they gotta keep this thing going so that they can get all the white people to embrace all the niggers and Asians and whatnots, mongrelize up with them. Why?
Yeah.
Familiarity breeds. They understand that law.
And bring them in. It just was revealed in the papers the other day here in Georgia that in 1980, Georgia was 77% white. Today, Georgia is only 55% white. And the only reason the whites control the legislature and the cities and the governor's office, et cetera, is because most of these Mexicans and blacks are not registered to vote. But they're organizing, and the Jews are pushing, organizing campaigns. And with us just 55% of the population in Georgia, it's not long before they're just going to physically take over the state, like they're taking over the federal government. They're going to take over all the states.
Right.
Well, we're being invaded across the border by illegal Mexicans, but what they fail to usually speak about is that the legal immigration is
I think
only 10 to 13% of white, and the rest is non-white.
They had 1,000 immigrants sworn in as citizens last month at the Falcon Football Stadium. I looked at the picture on TV as close as I could. I didn't see a single white. Might have been one someplace, but practically none.
Every governor is afraid of losing federal money, so they bow down to the edicts of the federal government.
Right.
Of, a few months ago when they had all them 50,000 kids on the border full of diseases, all these whatnots.
Yeah.
Oh, what are they going to do with them? Okay. Here's what happened in the state of Tennessee. They brought them in here.
Yeah.
The federal government had nonprofit organizations set up, and these nonprofits.
They bring them into Georgia. They bring them into Georgia by the hundreds.
Yeah. These
and a lot of them can't even, they can't speak Spanish. They can't read, write Spanish. They speak some Indian dialect from Honduras.
Right.
Guatemala and El Paso, they don't even know Spanish. They don't even know what to do with all these children. And their parents are right behind them. Before it gets too late, I'd like to mention that Truth at Last, which has been in operation for about 25 years, we publish the largest number of patriotic Christian books on the race question, communism, etc., that is in existence. And anyone who wants to a copy of our book list can write us, Truth at Last, Box 1211, Marietta, Georgia, 30061. That's Truth at Last, Box 1211, Marietta, Georgia, 30061. And we'll send you a copy of the largest book list in the conservative movement.
Yeah, you've been publishing books for many years, and I was just about to ask you that. And I know we carry Behind Communism, which is published
by you. Just shipped you into a box of Behind Communism, which is one of the best books, easy to read, photo book, one of the best books on the subject ever published. So I'm glad you're still distributing that and selling it.
I believe you carry the Talmud Unmasked also.
Yes.
Would you like to mention that?
The Talmud Unmasked is what they teach in the synagogue, which they really teach in the synagogue, about Christians and Christ. And that's why they don't want Christians to attend the synagogues, and they disclaim converts. They don't want anybody, Gentiles, joining because they don't want you to learn what they're actually teaching. And it's outlined in the book, The Talmud Unmasked. We also sell Martin Luther's book, The Jews and Their Lies. And he's the founder of the Protestant Church. And The Jews and Their Lies by Martin Luther has been banned by the Lutheran Church. So, and we have many other books on the same subjects, similar subjects. We're the only ones that have some of these books. They are exclusive with us. The Truth at Last.
If someone writes you, I'm sure you've got a list of your publications, right?
Yeah, right.
So that's what they need to do to start with is write you. And that was, give that address again, Ed.
Yes, Truth at Last, Box 1211, Marietta, Marietta, Georgia, 30061. And we'll send you a full copy of our book list right away. Some 60 titles.
Great.
And our address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We carry a number of books, especially from the religious perspective.
Yes. That's good.
Well, I've enjoyed hearing from you, Ed.
Yes, by all means. I hope to see you in the near future.
Right.
Get down to Atlanta, look us up. We are in the phone book.
I'm physically not able to travel anymore.
I see. Okay.
Okay. So I'll be dropping you a line also.
You're right. Well, maybe we can travel up there to see you. We'd love to see you again.
That'd be great.
Because you were one of the most powerful speakers that we had. And, your tabernacle was a meeting place for our people and the old Stage Rights Party. And we wouldn't have been able to build a strong organization without your support there in that area. So that's definitely appreciated and has not been forgotten.
Well, I hadn't forgotten you. I was just thrilled that you're still here.
Okay. Well, we're content trying to keep everything everything moving along here and keeping trying to get the good word out. Just
nobody,
like Brother Mike.
Nobody seems to understand where their roots are. And you start talking about the way it was, such and such, and they act like you're from Mars.
Yes.
Yeah, we're politically incorrect, that's for sure. We have about a minute left. Dr. Fields, would you like to kind of summarize or hit some subjects that you haven't discussed?
Well, immigration is the number one issue facing America. We haven't really not talked enough about it. We're being flooded with non-white immigrants, and President Obama made a threatening speech last week saying immediately after the election is over, he's going to issue executive orders in regards to illegal aliens or undocumented immigrants. And what it is, he's going to grant them work papers to some 20 million illegal aliens to make them citizens, but he's not going to make issue the executive order until after the election because they're afraid the Democratic Party will be wiped out if he did it right now. So people need to bear that in mind with the elections coming up.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being our guest tonight. It's been an interesting hour, and I'd like to thank you, buddy, for calling in. But we're at the end of the hour, and we're going to have to close. So thank you again.
Well, thank
you. And I'll say goodnight to our listeners.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you were fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.